This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Really following up on a great day in Philly sports yesterday. Really was. Goddard back with the Eagles, like stays with the Eagles. And the Phils get a win, and a really impressive win. And I hope a win maybe that energizes you. It certainly energized me. We'll get into both topics extensively today and do it with you on the phone lines, of course, at 215-592-9494. As we go around the world of Philly sports, I just want to check, John, that Sixers and Flyers did not win a playoff game yesterday, though, right? I just want to make sure, like, because there was good. I mean, that was a really good day, but yeah, I don't think they played.
No,
good morning, buddy. How are you, pal?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
George Washington refused
G-dubs.
To shake hands.
Germaphobe?
No, as president, this was one of those things that he just had to sort of create the expectation, I guess. Like, how does anyone treat the president? He realized, everything that I do will create a tradition now everyone behind me will uphold. So what he used to do, he would hold these things called levees every so often where he would invite a whole bunch of important people. And he would speak to them, but he would stand up in front of the room in this black velvet suit.
Smart man.
And he hold a hat in his hand, a black velvet hat, to prevent people from trying to shake his hand, even his best friends.
Yeah,
he's holding a sword in his other hand to prevent people from shaking.
Too good to shake my hand, G-dubs?
Seltzer,
you think you're better than me?
Let me explain this to you.
Yeah, hammer!
When you visit me in about 25 years in the White House, James, you will bow.
Oh, yeah, right.
You will.
That's what they
you
did.
Will bow.
With George Washington.
You know what? There's a word for this, and it's haughty.
At these levees. And, by the way, John Adams continued the tradition. They were bowing to John Adams as well. It wasn't until Thomas Jefferson was in the White House
that
people started actually shaking hands.
Well, I like that fact. I do. I also like what happened in Philly sports yesterday. Guys, let's hear from you. What a day. So, Goddard, John, he's kept, which is just great news.
It makes us better.
Makes
the Eagles so much better as a running team, as a throwing team, as a balanced RPO offense, as a standard West Coast style offense. Yeah. He can do it all.
And he's been a good Eagle.
Stays healthy.
He's been a good, you like to retain the guys that are your own the whole career. So, who knows? Great playoff performer. Who knows where it goes in 2026 and beyond, right? I mean, I will say.
He's going to have to prove it. And
sure.
It's probably going to be that he plays somewhere else, and I think he's now aware of
maybe not.
By the way, you've got a great opportunity to put it all out there this season. I think we're going to get the greatest Dallas Goedert we've ever seen.
The Eagles certainly got the best Josh Sweat, on a one-year prove-it deal.
Yeah. So wait until you get the prove-it Dallas Goedert.
So I'm psyched on that front and want to hear from you on Goedert. I can't imagine anybody's going to complain about that. But your enthusiasm, no, Dallas Goedert stays And, you know, really, I think a tremendous job by Howie Roseman navigating this. This was not easy. You know, we don't know what he turned down. You know, what offers came the Eagles' way that he turned down? Don't know. I just know this. I love the resolution. And this is a situation a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, more people than not thought Goddard was gone. So credit to Howie for finding a way to get it done, and credit to Goddard for, yeah, you know.
Credit to both sides.
Yeah, both guys. Yeah. So
it's conceding a little bit.
It's a win.
For the betterment of
absolutely
the team.
It's a real win. And we want to hear from you. I'm sure you're pumped up on the Goddard thing. 215-592-9494. Jalen and Saquon got to be psyched because he's a big part of what those guys do. All right, let's get to the Phils. So speaking of being pumped up, I got to tell you, John, that game last night, and then, you know, waking up this morning, it's the most excited I've been about the Phillies since the first week of the season. Like, I got legit bounce in my step. I mean, last night, the Phillies looked like a great baseball team. And, you know, I'm not going to come back around to where I was in the first week and in the month leading up to the season and declare them, quote, great right now. I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna let them play into it more before I make that declarative, which perhaps I was too hasty to go to in March and early
rash.
April. Maybe a little rash. But you know what? They might be great, man, and they are, at the very least, really freaking good. You know, two things. The pitching, to me, you can just feel it stacking up. You just feel it. Like, you know there's another stud going today and tomorrow and the next day. Like, they're just, the starting pitching is stacking up. And Sanchez, obviously, last night was the best Phil. But, you know, Taiwan was an excellent Phil as well.
We told you, Richie and I, give the guy a chance.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to do cartwheels over what's going to happen in the next 5 months on Taiwan, but my eyes are open. And
elite reliever, Taiwan Walker.
Yeah. I give him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
A ton of credit for the bounce back. A ton of credit.
And he does look better.
Like, but Connor is real. Yeah. It's not just that was a fluky thing. I think that was legitimately like,
Taiwan has
reinvented himself this year.
Yeah,
and
really,
you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just for a little bit. I don't care. Yeah. Let's just keep it going
for this season. I agree.
So, he can sustain that for this season, man, all we need for him to do is believe for this season. I think he can do that.
Well, we'll see, but I'm encouraged. But here's the other part of it. The bats. Guys, they're hitting. You know, I don't know if you know, the Phillies have now scored 7 or more runs in 7 of the last 10 games. 7 or more runs in 7 of the last 10 games. That's really impressive. So, like, you add it up, man, and I'm curious if this resonates with you, this statement. The most pumped up you've been since the first week. That's how I feel. Because it feels like even in the last 2 weeks when they started playing better, it wasn't pumped up for any of us. It was just hoping that they're stabilizing. I think they're stabilizing. They might be stabilizing. Now it's like, no, they more than stabilized. Like, they've encouraged me to the point where I feel that energy of early April again and have tremendous bounce in my step with this baseball club. I'm curious if that resonates with you at 215-592-9494.
Well, I've had
John,
great confidence with this baseball club because they are very talented for a while. I've been very frustrated with them for most of this season.
That's true.
And now it feels like the talent is rising to the top, and I am adequately, I don't know, like, pleasantly entertained and surprised on a regular basis. Holy cow, this team is reminding me how good they can be. I keep thinking, man, they're doing this tapering thing, though. Like, I keep thinking this team, in the back of their mind, they're trying to somehow save it so that they hit, like, full speed when the playoffs arrive. And this is a challenge. They're holding back a little at times, and they're not exactly good at this, the whatever, the pacing thing.
You know, maybe not, because here's what I'll say to that, John. If Romano hadn't been so bad and Nola hadn't been so bad, they might have been winning at a big clip early.
Maybe.
Those two guys were killing them.
Well, the bottom line is right now, Sanchi just, I call him Sanchi because I hear choppers say that.
He deserves the
I like giving him the authentic treatment. Right. Sanchi.
Sure.
He just one hit the Rays, and then Taiwan Walker came in and had three innings, and he one hit the Rays. Taiwan Walker came in and 1-2-3 mowed him down, 1-2-3 mowed him down, and then it's the ninth inning, and you're like, holy cow, it's still Taiwan Walker?
Yeah.
And he ended up one hitting the Rays too. So anything can happen. Miracles can occur. And by the way, you can get bullpen help where and when you least expect it, apparently. That's pretty cool to see.
It is.
Because we still are worried about the bullpen.
Yeah, they're not out of the woods there. They're not.
We're not out of the woods. Yeah. They have to keep adding. But by the way, maybe it'll be unconventionally adding. I like what I saw last night, but the biggest factor that gives me great confidence that this team is nowhere close to the peak performance that we're going to see is Bryce Harper hasn't started playing good baseball yet. Bryce Harper last night, what did he do? He gave us...
Well, the double was a big hit.
He's going to start hitting with power.
That was the game's over moment.
He's going to start hitting clutch when it matters. But last night, he ripped that... it was a two-run double part of the team's five-run... fourth inning.
Yeah.
And so that helped put it out of reach. But he hasn't been doing the Bryce Harper stuff.
No, he hasn't
been playing the clutch baseball. He hasn't been hitting with power. What happened last night? Trey Turner. Tiny Trey goes yard. What happens if Trey starts hitting with power?
You know what's stunning, John?
Alec Boehm hit
finally
a home
over
run two
slugging
nights
ahead
ago.
Of the OBP
first
last
time
night?
Since 9/2024.
I know, John. Well, the thing about Trey hitting that homer last night that really borderline rocked my world when you hear it's his second homer of the year. It's like,
I know,
holy
wasn't that
hell.
Amazing?
That means he was on pace going into the game for six for the season.
Dude, last night is the first time his slugging percentage passed his on base percentage. For real.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, James, are you pumped up?
I mean, I'm getting pumped up.
You gotta be feeling this, right?
Yeah, no, they're playing better baseball. The trade thing is huge. I mean, he is batting .307. I hate the singles hitter stuff, but you know what? I'd rather have a .307 singles hitter who maybe will take it out of the park once in a while than the guy we've seen the last couple of years. So I think it's a step forward. I feel better about the team. There's still concerns. The bullpen still concerns me moving forward. I want to see more consistency offensively over the course of a long stretch. I'd love to see him sweep today. You know what I mean? Like, they've been doing the 2-3 thing. It's like, all right, we're going to win the first two, and then we'll kind of take the foot off the pedal. Like, I want to see this team sweep today.
Yes.
But, look, I think you can't sit here this morning and not feel better about how they're playing.
I'm impressed. Matter of fact, I'm highly impressed. And I'm encouraged, and I'm enthused. I just thought it was a great day in Philly sports. You keep Goddard. You get a Phil's win to me that felt like the best they've played since the first week of the season. Like, I thought it was a great day, man. 2-1-5.
You feel like the stars are aligning? Joe,
I think
yesterday was like the dawn of a new, I don't know.
Here's what I'll say. Yesterday, the Phillies reminded me of when the Phillies were kicking ass in the first 2 months last year. That's what it reminded me of. Great pitching, terrific hitting. I mean, Trey made a play to his right on defense. I almost fell out of my chair. That never happens. I thought it was just I'm starting to come around on trusting Rojas. I'm starting to come around trusting Taiwan. I mean, you talk about nuts. Taiwan and Rojas? You freaking kidding me? I'm impressed, man.